keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We live in a world that keeps breaking. But if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Simple Church, come on, man, at your house, get your hands together. That's right, I got a few people in here. Listen, man, we are so, so thankful that you're watching this morning. Hope you had a good time, man, enjoying the music and the pre-show. We still got post-show coming up in just a little bit, but for all of you that are helping us with Hospital Hope, we just want to tell you thank you, man. Thanks for the donations. We are involved in all of the Willis-Knighton hospitals today, feeding all of those. Ochsner was yesterday. We got a couple more hospitals coming up in the days ahead. But for all of you who made that possible, I just want to tell you from the bottom of our heart, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing all that you've done. We literally love you. Since we're talking about love today, we just want you to know that we love you very much. And if you're talking about the word love, let's be honest and admit that we all use it a lot. We use the word love for a whole bunch of things. And this past week, I heard it in my house when my oldest, Hannah, who she is a snow lover. So every time she said, oh, I just love this, I love this, I love this. And she even convinced an old man like me to get out and have a little fun in it because of how much she loves it when it happens. And all of our family did that. And then, in the midst of us enjoying the snow, she comes up with another idea. You maybe remember Christmas Vacation when they have the idea of putting a product on the sled to see if they can go faster. That was my daughter Hannah, and she loves having fun. And here's just a little inside look into the love of sledding at the Hagler House. Watch.
It's time for cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter.
Daddy gonna get some of that cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is scary.
Oh, my God. Yeah! Ian, look out. You got to move.
Cocoa butter. All right, go. Hit me.
Cocoa butter. Duck, Dad, duck. Tuck, tuck, tuck.
Don't worry, I'm close.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, what a great, great time. But I'm going to tell you, my kids loved it. They loved it so much that they spent almost all of the time that the snow was coming down and this past week we've had off outdoors playing and enjoying it. And then they finally convinced old man Pop. That was my second accident. I'm fixing to show you my first one because if you know anything about me, I love surfing. All right, I love it. Tony, a friend of mine, and Terry, they've got me out on the lake this past summer. We have surfed and had a great time. So then my boy, Ian, and Blake, Hannah's boyfriend, and our middle school pastor, they're like, hey, come on, man, let's get outside and do a little surfing. Let's have some fun. So they convinced me to try. They had been going time after time after time. An old man, because I love surfing, and I do love the snow myself, I went out and gave it a shot. So here is a little shredding, as they call it. Watch.
Justin Hagler, X Games 2021.
Yeah. Shred or die. Shred or die. Shred or die.
Oh, oh!
Oh, God! Oh, God! No! We're redoing it.
Shred or die,
Dad. You got it, Dad. You got it, Dad.
Yeah,
Dad! Yeah, Dad! Yeah! Oh, no! Ice! Ah! Yeah, Dad! Yeah!
You hear how happy Hannah is? She's shred or die, shred or die. We had a ton of fun. I know it's not been easy for everybody, but I just want you to know that in our home, yes, we were thinking about you, praying for you, but my kids being young and loving the snow were pushing me out there to do things I had never done before. And we had a good time doing that. So to all my kids, thank y'all. I know they're at home watching or out preparing to deliver food at Willis-Knighton. Thank y'all for getting me outside and having a good time with that. Because in the midst of all of that activity that we did out, they also have another love in our home, and that is when we'd come in, they said, Dad, what are we eating? What are we eating? I like eating too. So they were like, can we have waffles and bacon? That is one of our favorites. My kids love it. We love it. So here's a picture of what it looked like for us to cook it up right there on the stove that morning. Because once we get there, we'd go right into eating it. And there we are at the kitchen table. Look, everybody getting out and enjoying a full day of activity. But at the same time, coming back in and eating together as a family, it is truly one of our loves. It wasn't just the humans that loved in our home. Our dogs love the snow as well, and we have 3, 4, 5, 6, who's counting? How many? A bunch of dogs. So here they are right here. There's Ito, our boy, looking on the hunt. But this is my favorite picture. That's what they want to do, man. They want to kiss you. They want to enjoy it. I love them. I love my dogs. I love waffles. I love bacon. I love snow. I love surfing. You get it? Love. There's a lot of love here. But I also am very thankful this year for my 4x4 truck, and so were my kids when we wanted to go over to see Mimi, because they loved the fact that we could get into a 4x4 and go out and explore a little bit and get over to our in-laws and had a good time over there as well. And then the last picture that I have as far as we're concerned is I do love my family. If you talk about love and fill in the blank, here's one of my favorite pictures from us across the street, just getting out and enjoying all of the snow out there. But this is what it's all about when it comes to the series. It's thinking about how we fill in that blank. Love, what do we put in that blank? And I've already told you, bacon, waffles, family, dogs, surfing, we use the word a lot. But if I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, this one is really, really pertinent today. I love the Simple Church people, the people of the Simple Church. They are unlike anybody else that I have ever hung out with and been around, because they get it. They understand what it really is all about. And one example of that, while I was in the Kroger in the middle of all of the snow and everything else, we were going to get supplies, I run into Christina, and here's her picture. I wanted to put her in the service as well, because we were in the chip aisle, which was better known as hell if you were in, you know, north of Bossier, because Kroger was packed with people. I'm talking about people were everywhere. And Christina happened to get in line behind her, and she goes, Justin, you don't know me, but I go to Simple Church. And I was like, man, how cool is this? And she goes, I just want to tell you, I'm watching every week. So Christina, you made it. You made it on the show. Good morning. But what I love about her is her, in this time that we're sitting there literally waiting forever, she tells me her story. And I just want you to know, Christina, I value your story, and I love you, and I love the fact that you and your husband are in our church. And I'll be praying for your family, and thank you for sharing that. In time, maybe I'll tell everybody what's going on with you, but just know, I got your back, man. And I'm very, very thankful for you taking the time to tell me all that was going on in your life. God put us there at that moment for a reason, and I cherish that. I love it. Also, if we're talking about love, it's not just the people in Shreveport, Bossier that make up the Simple Church any longer. It's my North Dallas campus. Come on, give a little love for North Dallas. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a little love, and I'm going to remind you of how they're getting it, man. They are figuring out how to love on the people of North Dallas in a way that is so Simple Church, man. And that is to the firefighters. They had a lot of firefighters in their area going through. You may have seen on the news some very serious fires over there. They had some water issues as well. They've had all kinds of things going on. So Dwayne and Cassie and the team over there said, hey, man, we're going to just love on the firefighters in our area. We're going to feed them. And so here are some pictures. And I just wanted to say, too, before we watch this, North Dallas, thank you for really getting involved and loving people the way that I believe Christ calls us to. And you're solving a great problem. Watch this right here. We can't do it alone. Come on, y'all, give it up for them on North Dallas. That's what I'm talking about. Those are just some of the pictures. They're out there doing amazing stuff. They had also loved on the hospitals last week. It's just amazing when really people grab a hold of this vision of loving on people the way that Christ called us to. And that's what today is all about as well. As we're walking through this series, it's all about love and how we fill in the blank. And I'm going to give you a few hints of how the Bible actually challenges us in a very unique way to love. The best example is John 3:16, which most of you know this. You've probably grown up with it. You've heard it. But it says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave." This is a hint for how we're filling in the blank today. All right, there's your first one right there. How about Romans 5:8? "But God demonstrates his own love." So demonstration, all right? He's showing us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Great examples of this fill in the blank. Biblical, absolutely. Love is action. That's exactly right. That's why I'm so proud of North Dallas. It's one thing to say, hey, I love my firefighters, or I love our hospital or our first responders. It's a whole other thing to put that into action. And that's why I love you at the Simple Church. That's why I'm honored to be a part of what God's doing. And I am excited about today's message because it is a reminder to all of us. It matters what we do. Not just what we say, but what we do. Love is action. Obviously, it goes into all aspects of love because love covers a lot of things. Like I told you in the beginning there, it could be from waffles to bacon to our dogs to our families. But when you really look deep into this and you understand what love really is about, it's about relationships. And there's no more powerful illustration than looking in Ephesians chapter 5 when it says this, "Husbands, love your wives." How are we supposed to do this? It's going to be action involved, I promise you. You must love them as Christ loved the church. How? He died for it. He gave his life for the church. It is action related. It is saying, hey, you can't just say you love someone. Put some action behind it. Be willing to die for your spouse. Be willing to die for that love. And that's the challenge today. So if you're watching and you're saying, well, how does this apply to me and my family? Well, this is the starting point. You ready? Love your spouse. You can fill in that as a blank as well. It's the idea of if love is action, then you want to evaluate how that's going for you. Now, I know not everybody's married, not everybody has relationships, but for the ones that do, and now I'm talking to you, that is us saying, all right, how am I putting love into action? Now, I know what some of the men are thinking. They're talking about action in marriage. That's a whole nother sermon for another topic, all right? So y'all know what I'm talking about. Kids, it's all right. Hang in there. Here is some action, though, that is appropriate for everybody when it talks to loving your spouse. How about doing the dishes, all right? There's some action for you. You're like, that's not the action I was thinking about. Well, if you got a dog, here's an easier way to do that. I love this picture because that's the easiest way in my house. I'm trying to keep the dogs out of the dishwasher is a little crazy. But it's this idea, if you want to love your spouse, show them. How? By doing the dishes, going the extra mile. If you're a parent, if you're a young parent, how can I show the love? Change the diaper. Can I get an amen? Every young mom out there going, yeah, how come you don't change the diaper? How come you don't load the dishes? How come you don't do the wash or whatever it may be? We all know that we look at each other and go, how do I know that you love me? Not just by the words, but by action. And there's always sacrifice involved in love. And for a young dad, ran across this video. This is probably one of my favorite videos. I love this video. This is a young dad learning the power of the diaper and that sacrificial love for his children and for his wife. Need a laugh this morning? I got one. Watch. Times I've seen it. Ooh, I just got to catch my breath because it makes me laugh, man, because I have been there. I am that dad. I love my kids. I want to show them that I love them by sacrificing, but smells, they get me, all right? So thank God, honey, I love you. Thank you for changing those diapers, dealing with all the things that I was too weak to handle, because it is an unbelievable way to show that you love someone is when you sacrifice, when you put that love into action, changing diapers, doing the dishes, whatever it may be. Remember today, sacrifice, put love into action for your family, all right? Number two, how about loving your friends? If you want to talk about filling in the blank another way today, if you're talking about love is action, John 15 gives us a great example of that. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So what is he saying? He's like, hey, I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm willing to show my love in action by willing to die. Now, I've already told you in the pre-intro there, I love my dogs, all right? So I get that. There's dog is man's best friend. So I am committed to my, really, I have four. I really love one more than the others, but that's just for the sake of argument. But in the midst of all that's going on with your dogs and everything that's happened, I ran across this video. This is another probably of my top five videos I've ever shown in church. So I had to pull it back up because it is a great example of willing to lay down your life for someone that you love, a friend. Now, in this case, this man is willing to lay down his life for his dog. That is his friend, all right, his best friend. And if you need another laugh, this is just for you. We've had a rough week. Maybe you've had a horrible week and you need some encouragement. This is what it means to be willing to lay down your life for your friend. Enjoy this video. Pretty funny. Watch.
We realize this could get dangerous.
Let it go, Tonks. Let's go.
To save himself, he launches a right hand to the kangaroo's snout. The punch swivels the roo's head as he throws his claws out to grapple and gouge. Then they eye each other off.
That right there is one jacked up kangaroo, son. That joker is swole. Look at him. Look at that. He went in and gave him a little business, though. Why? He was willing to lay down his life for his friend. And this is what makes love so awesome. When you really love someone, you are willing to risk your life. You're willing to lay down your life. You're willing to sacrifice. You're willing to give. Those are all examples, whether it's your spouse or whether it's your friends. It doesn't matter. Love, when it is real and genuine and powerful, it always involves action. So because you need another illustration, I know you, I'm sitting there watching at the house. I know you're going, I need another real-time illustration. Well, I found one for you. It's another great video. It's Steve Hartman talking about what real love in action is in a school with our kids. Kids, pay attention. Turn it up. Listen close. Parents, show them this video later because it's a great example of how to love your friends. Watch.
When the lunch bell rings at Boca High in Boca Raton, Florida, 3,400 kids spill into the courtyard and split into their social groups.
What's up?
But not everyone gets included. Here at Boca High and at schools across the country, someone always sits alone.
It's not a good feeling, like you're by yourself, and that's something I don't want anybody to go through.
Dennis Esteban is a Haitian immigrant. When he came here in first grade, he says he felt isolated, especially at lunch. Now he's a senior, he's popular, but he has not forgotten that first grade feeling.
To me, it's like if we don't try and go make that change, who's gonna do it?
So with some friends, Dennis started a club called We Dine Together.
We dine.
Together.
We dine.
Together.
We dine.
Together.
Their mission is to go into the courtyard at lunchtime to make sure no one is starving for company.
Dennis.
I'm new here.
You're new here? When did you first come here?
For new kids especially, the club is a godsend.
It's Gabriel.
Gabe, how you doing?
Since it started last fall,
he's Brazilian.
Hundreds of friendships have formed. Some very unlikely.
You're probably meeting kids you never would meet on the football team.
Ever.
Gene Max Merridew actually quit the football team, gave up all the perks that come with it, just so he could spend more time with this club.
I don't mind not getting a football scholarship. This is what I really want to do.
Just imagine how different your teenage years would have been.
What's your name?
If the coolest kids in school all of a sudden decided you mattered.
We get to know each other better.
It obviously takes a lot of empathy to devote your lunch period to this.
Yes.
Either that or firsthand experience.
I went from coming from a school that I always had friends to coming to where I had nobody, so.
Club member Allie Seeley transferred 2 years ago. She says with no one to sit next to, lunch can be the most excruciating part of the day.
This thing is really unfair. It's honestly an issue. Meeting someone who actually cares and listens to what you have to say really makes a difference. And that could happen at lunch. That could happen at our club. It's going to make a difference.
And not just here at Boca High.
Yeah, I'll be around tomorrow if you want to eat lunch together or something.
Dennis and his team are now trying to open chapters of We Dine Together at schools across the country. And maybe when they're done showing kids how to make outsiders feel accepted, they can teach us adults too.
Do you get a better example? I don't know. I know that when I think about my kids, I can only hope, I can only pray that they would follow that example. To put the love into action in their school cafeteria, on their school campus, and that maybe, just maybe, the generations that follow us will figure it out, and they will do it at a level unlike any other generation before them. But this is our job as parents and as the leaders now, is to show them that it matters, that it does matter when it comes to a biblical perspective of how we should be putting love into action. It is through the things that we do. That's why I'm bragging on North Dallas, going, hey, listen, you can talk about loving your campus, you can talk about loving your friends, but it's a whole other thing to go out there and feed them and get involved in that, to be involved in your community. So we're talking about Hospital Hope today. We're preparing meals for all of these first responders, these nurses, these doctors, trying to get into their heart to remind them, man, we care about you. We're not just going to be saying we're praying for you, but we want to put it into action by actually giving you a hot meal. This is the challenge for all of us. Love your friends in a real, tangible way. Do something for somebody other than yourself. Particularly at a time like we are going through in this country. You look at what happened in Texas and Louisiana over the last week. There has been plenty of opportunity to love and to put that into action. So all of you that have, Megan at Tamales, we're going down to feed people that are stuck on the side of the road. Thank you for doing that. Dave, Jody, going to deliver water to all of the people down in need right here in Shreveport-Bossier. Thank you for doing that. And everybody in between that I don't know your story or I've missed, you get it. And that's why I love you. I am so thankful for what you're doing. There's a third thing that we're going to talk about when you talk about love. We talk about loving your spouse. We talk about loving your friends. But let's talk about one that's a little bit more difficult, and that is loving your enemies. Now, this is the one that goes next level, because throughout Scripture, biblical example after biblical example, you will see that Jesus is very clear. Love goes the distance. It actually goes above and beyond. Luke chapter 6 says it like this. Love your enemies. Do good to them. This is probably one of the most challenging things when you really think about whoever your enemy may be. Somebody at work, whoever it may be, are you willing to do good to them? Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will be truly acting as children of the Most High. What is he saying? He's saying, listen, we can talk about being a Christian. We can do a lot of different things where maybe you even look like a Christian. But when it really comes down to demonstrating it, it is your action. It is willing to do what no one else may be willing to do. Great example is this next video I'm about to show you now. A lot of times people see people in a different uniform and they see them as an enemy, or they see someone of a different color and they think they're an enemy. And what I love is when something unusual happens and what you appear to be enemies somehow come together and love is demonstrated, and it can inspire all of us, no matter who we are, and no matter what uniform we wear, no matter what color we are. I pray that when you see videos like this, it'll remind you of what love in action is all about. Watch.
Finish 97. I'm coming 97.
It had all the makings of a bad situation.
It's not very well lit out here.
Late at night, in an industrial section of Benicia, California, Officer Kirk Keffer says he spotted a shadowy figure in a dark hoodie.
And it kind of caught me off guard because I normally don't see anybody out there and there's no sidewalks and he's kind of walking on the side of the street.
You knew it wasn't right.
Right, it wasn't right.
Or was it? Jordan Duncan says he was minding his own business.
And I noticed that it was a police car and I was like, oh, okay, I'm not going to move. I don't want him to think I have any weapons.
Jordan explained to the officer that he was just walking home from work. There was no crime. Kid didn't need help. By all rights, Officer Keffer could have, and many officers would have, just left him alone. But Keffer isn't that kind of cop. He gave Jordan a ride, and more importantly, he gave him a listen.
What struck you?
Just his drive, his work ethic. And to me, that speaks volumes.
As Keffer took Jordan from where he works on the line here at Proform Laboratories, he started to really appreciate the young man sitting next to him. Because this wasn't just a trip around the block. This was a 7-mile trek, a 2.5-hour walk to Jordan's house, a whole town away in Vallejo, California.
He said, and you're walking? I said, yeah, I'm walking.
Not many 18-year-olds that you meet have that kind of mindset. You know, they don't even want to walk down to the store, let alone walk, you know, 7 miles just to get to work.
Jordan says he started walking to work after his car broke down last May. He says people have offered him rides, but he wants to make it on his own. And when Keffer heard that, he had heard enough. He immediately made plans to visit Jordan again.
He said, hey, Jordan, you remember me, right? I was like, How could I not?
So I said, Jordan, you're not in trouble. I said, we just want to give you something.
To ease his commute, Keffer got the police association to buy Jordan a new bike.
I was just looking at the bike like, this bike is going to be cherished.
Keffer also raised an additional $38,000 to help him buy a car and pursue his career goal, which is to be a police officer.
You know, it's an honorable job.
Jordan even got to ride along on a shift.
I wanted to show him what law enforcement does.
You're not going to shake this kid now.
No.
He's yours.
He's mine. Yeah.
What started with a tense encounter may end with a perfect partnership.
Come on, y'all. This is why we need examples for all of us to follow. That's why I love Steve Hartman. He's giving you real examples in our culture of what it means to love your enemies, to put love into action. I say it a lot. I think about this a lot. I try to teach my kids this. Talk is cheap. You can say one thing, you can talk about a lot, but the real answer, the real challenge is to put it into action. And when you see Jesus, when you follow his example and you read the scripture, you will see he was always action-oriented. Man, he demonstrated his love for us. He made it happen. He died for us. He tried to make sure the disciples understood, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago. He got down on his knees and he served them, washing their feet. I mean, this was who he was. This is what it was about. And he was trying to challenge us to do the same thing. John chapter 13, he even made it clear when he said this, by this, what? What do you mean this? By serving. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. By this, serving. How? Putting it love into action. If you love one another. It's this idea of going, love moves us to action. Love forces us, challenges us to serve one another. Growing up, my mom would always ask me when church was over or I'd be coming home and, you know, she would get call or we'd get in touch with her. She goes, well, how was the service today? How was the service? And my mom was talking about what everybody else talks about when you think about church and you think about services. Church services equal preaching and singing. You know this. If you've grown up, when my mom was saying that, she was specifically saying, well, how was the singing? Now, this is how we grew up. She was wanting to know. We had our hymnals out and she's like, was the singing good? When I grew up again, even as a young person, you know, that's good singing. Be seated. We were all like, that's good. Good service. We sang well. Or if it was the preaching, you had a guy behind a pulpit and he was preaching. And they'd go, well, how was the, oh, it moved me today. Oh, it was challenging today. I really enjoyed it today. That's kind of the culture that we grew up in. But I have a feeling that if my mom now, who is in heaven, could speak to me or encourage me or challenge me or remind me, she wouldn't ask me, how was the church service today? She would remind me of Mark 10:45 and what Jesus said, follow my example. For even the Son of Man did not come for people to serve him. He came to serve others and to give his life to save many people. You go, what do you mean? Maybe my mom was right when she was saying, well, how was the service? Maybe it should be reworded slightly and she would change it slightly to say this. How is our church service? How are you serving? This is why I love Simple Church. This is why North Dallas is, you're kind of figuring out the Simple Church. You're trying to get into line and go, hey, what does it look like to be a church that's different? Listen, there's plenty of good preaching. You can get preaching everywhere today. Matter of fact, there's a lot better preachers preaching right now than me. You can get singing anywhere. I mean, there are some great artists out there. There are great musicians, and there are some great church bands and all that. Well, I think we got a pretty good one, but there's a lot of that out there. But I think when you really look at the example of Christ, when you think about how we're going to put love into action, you don't see a whole lot of talk about preaching and singing. You see this idea of meeting needs and solving problems in a way that's very real. So Texas, let me ask you something. When your power went out, when there's no water, is anybody looking for a sermon? Or are they just simply looking for a glass of water? Or for someone to help them that's cold, to be able to bring a blanket or to be someone that would provide warmth for them in that moment? See, because when we serve, we follow His example. The Son of God did not come to be served. So many times in church, that's what it's about. Well, I'm in this church. I'm looking for a good church to serve me, to give to me. When the challenge is really to follow Christ is, how can I serve? How can I be a church in service? How can we become a church that is love in action? That's the real call. That's the real challenge. And that's why, as we're navigating through even what we may see in the next few months, I mean, you look at the last year, it's been crazy, but as far as the pandemic, why are we trying to love on these nurses and these doctors? It's because we need to put love into action. They may never hear the sermon, and that doesn't matter to me at all. What matters to me is that you'd be willing to bring in some cold drinks and that we would go to the hospital and say, hey, man, someone's thinking about you. What matters to me is that as we're cooking all this food and getting ready to distribute it all across Shreveport and Bossier, that someone gets this hot meal and goes, hey, man, we're praying for you. We're thinking about you. We got your back. Why does it matter? Because that's the example set by Christ. We can sing all we want. We can preach all we want. But, boy, we have to find ways to put love into action. So for all the teachers, for all the nurses, for all the doctors, for all the kids, for all the adults, all of us, imagine what would happen. Imagine what this world would look like if we just love the way He called us to. 1 John 3:18. My children, our love should not just be words and talk. It must be true love, which shows itself in action. This really is the key. What kind of action, Justin? What are you talking about? Continues on. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up His life for us. It's sacrifice. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and our sisters. So how do we give up our lives? It's just a little bit of your time, a little bit of your resources. When we're going to the hospitals, when we're going to love on first responders, when we're finding ways to encourage teachers or truck driver stranded on the side of the road. How do we do it? We just put our love into action. Thank you for giving. Thanks for making it happen. If you're preparing to go out to volunteer right now, thank you, because that's bringing hope to people that desperately need it. That is putting love into action, like our Jesus modeled Himself. So I'm going to pray for you, and then, which is a little unusual, I'm actually going to end with a song before we go on the post show, because you ain't got nowhere to go, man. Look, you locked up at the house. Where y'all going to go? But I don't want you to rush off. After I pray, I want you to listen to the song, because maybe it'll be a little church singing that you can relate to, or that you'll go, man, that's what I needed today. Because I get the value of preaching. I get the value of singing. It's to encourage you. It should be to motivate you. It should be to remind you. Unfortunately, in the American church, we really just come in to sit and go, okay, well, sing to me and preach to me, and okay, I'm good. Where I'm challenging you, I'm preaching to you today, we're going to be singing to you today, hopefully to inspire you, to encourage you, to motivate you to keep putting love into action, whether it's with your spouse or your friends, your family, or even your enemies. That's what He's calling us to. I don't know about you, but I need His help to do that. So would you pray with me? God, I pray that just as You have done for us, that You laid Your life down for us so that we can have a fresh start, a new beginning. I pray that someone needs to receive that would do that today. Not join a church, not walk an aisle, but to surrender to the Savior that gave His life for them. Lord, You say that when we ask You to come into our life, You promise to do it. You tell us we have to just admit that we have made mistakes. And God, I know I have. I hadn't met anybody out there really that says they hadn't made mistakes. And You say that's the first key step, admitting you're a sinner, admitting you've made mistakes. Then it says believe that You are the Savior, that You came to this earth, that You died on that cross, that You shed Your blood to cover our sins. But God, You didn't just die for us, You rose again. The most important aspect, God, is that You came out of the grave. The resurrection changed everything. And because we have a God who overcame the grave, then we commit ourselves to You because You will help us overcome pandemics, power shortages, water shortages, morale issues. God, You will help us to literally overcome whatever the enemy tries to throw at us or knock us down. So help us today. If there's someone today that needs you, God, I pray they say, Jesus, I do need you, and that they would receive you right now in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I get an amen somewhere one time? Let me tell you something. Before you go, email us. If you prayed the prayer, if you need help with that, tell us your story. Justin@thesimplechurch.tv or look up on the website. Just send us and tell us your story. But as I promised, we need help to love, and this song hopefully will encourage you to do that. So relax. Don't get up and run out of the room yet. Don't turn it off, North Dallas or wherever campus is, Kansas City, Houston. Relax. And listen and let the song motivate us. God, help us to love like you. Watch this.
There's a love so high that you cannot get over. That's a love so wide. It'll take forever just to get right. But love dies somewhere behind that cross you wear. You're afraid when you look at me. That ain't real love. Not the kind from above. There's a friend of mine, ooh, I,
that stays closer than a brother.
Ooh, love laid down the line.
So why do we still fight?
Begging for change.